vertically through the middle. In the world of
so
the
like
it's like a big
plus
symbol.
Yeah.
And it's just like this window that goes right through there. And it's like
I wonder
completely
if
minimal.
There.
It's not, it's just cement. And what he's really known for is making cement look beautiful, like because he does things with light, the way the light shines on the cement, stuff like that. So
no, I love
the things that they generally say about brutalist architecture, even though it is brutalist.
So yeah, they apparently they were married in London, but his wife doesn't like it because to her it's a last name, it's a family last name, and you can't name a pet a family last
name.
Yeah,
call him Tato. Tato's a better dog name.
Tato's
anyway.
A cuter name for a dog anyway. But yeah, he wanted to call him Ando. I think, but Ando is a cute dog name.
I think Tato sounds like a dog name.
The Chinese equivalent of the Chinese bar.
Bar,
Bizzo?
Could you say Bizzo?
Bizzo?
Just adding Z to it?
I can't
know. The cutesy is to add a reflexive R.
Okay.
Like I'm Dar.
Dar, yeah.
Dar.
Yeah. But it would be the first syllable R, so
yeah.
Bar.
Bar.
This is our dog Bar.
And but then she was like, his wife wanted to give it a Japanese, if they're going to give it a Japanese name, she was like,
girl?
I want it to be one that requires
a
complex.
I'm fixing it for
a
okay, I picked that up to eat. I was like,
you can get little plates. There's little plates right there. But so Sam, his wife wants to give it a name that's like a complex Japanese pronunciation. So like Ryunosuke, like something that's like, you'd have to know Japanese just to
Jones,
say it correctly.
It.
But that would
this
be dangerous to
the
dog. You have to know the
this
name.
Like,
syllabus.
Ryunosuke. Yeah.
I'll be
this
part of that class.
That dog would want to be called Ryu.
But I'm sure dogs in Japan get used to the fact that that's the only sound that humans make. But yeah, so she wants to name it like Ryunosuke. She wants it to be something that like requires you to pronounce it correctly.
My first cat was named Rhiannon.
Rhiannon?
It was
named Rihanna.
My next cat was named Littlefoot.
Rhiannon.
And the other one was named Bigfoot.
That's perfect.
From that dinosaur movie.
What's that new movie with
she
went
up
Buffy the Vampire Slayer where they're like, Siobhan.
Clueless?
Oh.
No. it's with her, but it's like she's in some new movie.
It's where they play young, hip vampires in New York City.
Yeah.
It's by
that's
Amy
Heckerman. Horrible.
By the way, she made it, but she also made Loser. Let's just find that out.
But anyway, Siobhan is just like, it's the strangest spelling of a name ever.
Siobhan.
It's because
vampires.
It's well.